Blog Talk Radio. God's been so good to me, I cannot tell.
God has been
I'm nowhere close to a perfect man, and it takes a supernatural love to even understand that beyond the walls, behind the mask and confident smile, was a broken man trying to grow up and make life worthwhile. And I know there were times that you probably shouldn't, but I thank you for always loving me. And I know anyone else, they probably wouldn't, so I thank you for always loving me. Now I know there were days I'd look at myself, I felt like less of a person compared to everyone else. What about this flaw? Too big, too small, can I exchange? And trying to make up for what I fell short, I let sin slip away. But when I look in the mirror and don't like what I see, oh, I just thank you for always loving me. And I know I get mad, but you wait patiently. Oh, I just thank you for always loving me. Oh, I just thank you for always loving me. I wanna thank you for always loving me. You just keep loving.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I am your humble host, Prophet Stacy. Welcome to Prolific Fire, the place where God is loving you. And I love you too. Thank you all for tuning in. On tonight, it is a special night. It is dedicated to fathers. On tonight, we have a special guest host. I am so excited to introduce to you all my brother in ministry, Brother Timothy Pate. May the Lord use you. Brother Tim, you are on the air.
Yes. Hey, everyone, all radio listeners, is blessed to be before y'all, and I pray y'all get some out of I'm going to first start off with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as I go for you, Lord, you use me, you sit me down, you stand up for everybody, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let everyone have an ear to hear your word. Also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen. My topic going to be tonight, how to be a real follower in Christ. And to be a real follower, you have to have Lord on your side. You have to be a true man of God to be a real follower. It's not hard if you got God in your life, because he will show you, he will lead, and he will direct you. You just ask him, and he will help you, and he will lead you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to go to Ephesians 6:4, and it says, and ye father, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them upon up in the nation and motives of the Lord. Only thing the Lord is saying, father, stop provoking your child to wrath. Also make them hate you. Now, if we keep on provoking them, guess what? They gonna hate everything. They gonna hate whatever they do. They gonna hate you. They gonna hate your mama, your sister, and your brother. So we got to stop provoking them and start loving them. We got to start asking God to help us with attitude, because with the attitude that we'll provoke a child quicker to wrath. So let's start loving on our kids. Let's start showing them what a real father we can be if we just sit down and listen to the Lord. It's just a true blessing to be before y'all, because a real father is not hard. We got to sit down, men of God, and listen to what the Lord is saying to us. Also, if we keep on pushing them, and when they grow up, they would know how to be a man of God or a woman of God. That's why he wants to train them, so when they grow up, they won't depart from him in the name of Jesus. Also, it goes further than just children also. To be a real father, we got to love our wife also. We got to love her like we love God. We don't put our wife to the side. We got to stand and touch agree one another. Husband should cleave to his wife, and wife should cleave to his her husband. So, men, fathers, let's cleave to our wife. Stop going to your mother. Stop going to your father when stuff's going wrong. Let's stand up as men of God and accept the fact that what's going on in life. And I just truly thank you for what's going on. Also, men always going to blame their wife. So let's start telling the truth, men. Because God know everything. We sitting up there lying to God, lying ourselves, and God knows also. We might well just start telling the truth, because our God knows anyway. Also, if you look at Dave, he was a strong king, and one day he had sent his armor out to fight. So that day, that morning, he decided he gonna be lazy and be in the bed. So he woke up and walking on the rooftop, and he saw this beautiful woman. And he was like, wow, she pretty. So he sent his servant over there and found out who she was. So when they came back, they said, David, this is Bathsheba. And he brought her, he told his servant to go and get her, so he lay with her. So what I'm saying, Father, we have to be careful how we do things. And because if we don't do it, and we be where we don't supposed to be, like what David did, we gonna lust after wrong stuff. So let's get our mind on God where we won't have to lust at another woman. If you got a wife, tell her, start telling her you love her. Start telling your kids you love them. Because if you start telling love, guess what? God will step in and it will love really take over in place. And I'm so we got the men, we got to step up because we not really being true followers. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, ask God, seek for it. Because the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you. It will help you. It will help you if you're trying to do wrong. It will help you. The Spirit will tell you, no, that is wrong. So let's step up and be real men of God. Also, men, we can't do nothing without our wives. I just want to let you know because guess what? If we're trying to do it all by ourselves, and God told us we as one, guess what? It's not going to work out. So let's put our wife, what we do, let's put our wife there with us. Even though we're the head, let her still be beside us because it started in Genesis. If you ain't read, try to read it because when God put Adam to sleep and took a bone from her, made woman was also her name was Eve, so he can have a helpmate. What I'm getting at is, we got to have our wife with us, cause she is our helpmate. So when Adam they ate from the tree, God already told them what tree and what to eat from. So Adam's gonna decide. Well, he's gonna listen to the serpent, which is a snake. So when God was walking through the garden in the cool of the day, he was calling Adam, but Adam would hide because he knew he had did wrong. So when God was looking for Adam, he was hiding because he had did wrong. So now what I'm getting at is God know what was going on with Adam, so he lied on Eve, saying that she made him. No, she didn't make him did it. The serpent did it. So when God asked her, she didn't lie on Adam. She lied on the snake, which is the serpent. She told the truth. And you know what? When you look, read on through, when God put Adam out the garden, Eve followed Adam because she loved him so much, even the mess he was in. So, man, our wife is going to stick beside us if we only start telling the truth, if we only start loving them. Because guess what? I love my wife now, so I don't have to worry about do she really love me or what, because God don't step in. God handled me. God cleansed me up. God delivered me. He did all this through Christ because I wanted this and I asked him. It's not hard. Man, let's take off ball shoe, put on grown man shoe, father shoe, because we got to really step up because children are looking at us. Children are paying us attention. See, a lot of fathers, women, you know, have to raise children by themselves because fathers ain't stepping up. We got to step up because it's a lack of knowledge. Let's start getting on our knees and praying and asking God to help us because I know he can do it. If he clean me up, guess what? He can do y'all the same way. But you got to want it. You don't want your child to grow up without you. You don't want your child to just really hating on you. You don't want your child to do stuff out of the will of God. Because guess what? Once you keep on provoking him, guess what? He's going to start killing. If he don't kill, he gonna start stealing. If he don't start killing, he gonna start doing stuff ain't of God, ain't pleased to God. So we got to start stepping up, Father. And also, we don't want to push our kids away. We want to start loving on them. We want to start just where they come in, they stand before people or be around people. That's my Father. We want to hear that, because I hear it all the time. And that make me feel so good, like I accomplished anything in the world. Also, keep your mind set on God and not material things. We want to lead this stuff, because God said if we seek him, he will give us this. If we seek that, we can seek and seek out for our wife. If you got a wife or husband, not say, don't push them away. Love on them. Start caring for them. Because it's not easy in the marriage. But if you got God in it, you can accomplish anything. I'm just going to be real. Because, true enough, I put my wife through stuff years and years ago. But you know what? I learned to love her. I learned to step up. And guess what? She's the queen of the house. I don't have to tell her I love her because she know I love her. And when I see that, I smile. So, man, you can smile too, because your wife love you. She just wants you to step up, being as a husband, a father, whatever. Also, it's different between a father and a daddy. A daddy can have kids. A father can have kids. But guess what? A father going to not leave his child. A father going to be in his life. A father going to do what a father's supposed to do. Because guess what? If a father don't work, he don't eat. If he don't eat, his kids don't eat. His family don't eat. So, men, step up and do what you got to do to keep your family. Stop being lazy. Stop saying that I can't do it. Because a real father ain't gonna come out of his mouth. Because the first thing I said, I can accomplish this through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. It's in the Word, because I know, because I read it, the Word all the time. And if you're not saved, that's fine. But you know what? Try and ask God to help you, because if you ask him, he would take all the pain and the suffering from you. He will deliver you, and he will set you free. I was saved years ago, but guess what? I want to be saved, and I want to be delivered. I want to do this because I want to see him one day. On a pure heart shall see God. And he don't dwell in the unclean temple. So we got to straighten up, fathers. I am so hard on fathers because kids are growing up without fathers. Wow, glory to God. We got to start doing our job. We got to do it, Father. You know, take your daughters out to eat. Take your sons out to eat. You know, let your wife sit at home. Just take them out like I do. And when they grow up, and they'll tell their friend, man, my daddy did this. My dad took me out. I want to find a husband or a wife like that. I want to find a wife like that. You know, I saw my dad doing this to my mama. You know, You want your child to see this as a young age, because it will grow up in them. If they see good, guess what? Good gonna come out. They see bad gonna come out. That's what a seed. It started with Adam and Eve, a seed. And guess what? The seed done took root because of the sin they have done. So now it's time to make the devil a fool. We can show him that it don't take much to be a real father. And now it's just time to step up and be a real father, y'all. It truly is. And you know, also in the Word, we got to be connected to God. See, the vine has to be connected to God. Other words, it's just like a tree. If you cut that root, guess what? You connect, they're going to die out. If we don't stay connected to God, we're going to die out and ain't going to live no longer. So we got to stay, you know how you want to stay connected to God? Read your word, fast, pray. You want to do all this because you want to stay connected to God. I don't want to die, and me, I know you don't want to die out. If you stay connected to God, guess what? Your kid going to stay connected to you. Come on now, somebody. Y'all can be real men, God. I got faith in y'all. I know this. I see a lot of fathers in life. A lot of them up in prison, a lot of them on the street. But guess what? I'm praying for every father that they will start taking their place. So y'all kids won't love too. So come on, man, step up. Come on, father, because I'm just believing in y'all right now because I know y'all can do it. Also, now young men, these goes out to the young men. Now, later, a young man treat his mama right, you know he gonna treat you right. So, now, young men, let's start treating our mothers right, because if you gonna treat them right, these women looking at y'all, because they first thing they gonna say, they ain't treating their mama right. They ain't gonna treat me right either. Cause a woman, once upon a time, she was a young lady. She grew up to be a grown lady. So they looking at y'all. So young men, start treating your mother right, because they raised y'all. I wish I had one, but mine gone. So guess what? I treat my wife like a queen because I don't have no mother. When my mother was living, I treated her like a queen. So guess what? Now my wife is the queen. So that's all I have to say, and I just hope y'all truly got something out of it. And I'm going to shorten a prayer with y'all, all the men who listen. Or if later y'all can listen, but I'm going to do a short prayer that I pray that y'all will, take your place, take heed to the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm speaking over every man of God, every man and women of God. I pray that one day they will open their eyes up and say, Lord, I'm ready to step up, be a man, a woman of God. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us one by one, Lord. If anything we're not aware of, Lord, help us right now. In Jesus' name, amen. The back end of prophecy station, amen.
Wow, what an awesome word. I'm not a man, but I got a lot out of that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Brother Tim. You did an awesome job. I would just like to recap some of the things he said that you all men need to remember. The man of God told you to have knowledge. You have to ask God. Let God lead. Receive the Holy Spirit if you don't have him. Stop provoking your children. Ask God to help you with your attitude. That's a big one. Step down and listen to what God is saying. That's right. If you have problems controlling yourself, just sit down and let God lead. He knows what you don't know. Train your child so that they will not depart. the man of God also said, love your wife unconditionally. Start telling the truth, men, because God knows. And he said, be careful. Be careful not with the things that you do. Refocus your lust. Love your wife, men, and your children. Be true fathers. Men, you are the head, but also include your wife, your helpmate. He just brought out so many good points. The Lord really used him. Your wife will love you regardless. Just tell the truth. Take off the boy's shoes and put on man's shoes. Step up, father. You have to want to do right. Step up, father. Spend time with your kids, instilling them what they should expect in life. Stay connected to God and don't die out. Tonight was truly a blessing. And before I go, I would just like to pray over any man out there, also women. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, I would like to pray a little short prayer that you will receive the Holy Spirit, because he is truly your lead and your guide throughout life. Father God, I thank you for every listener, God. I thank you, Lord God, for everybody, God, whether they're listening now or whether they'll be listening later on, God. I ask that if they don't have your spirit, God, that you will begin to penetrate their spirit on tonight, Lord God. Invade their spirit with your spirit. Lord God, teach them, Lord God, how to yield to you, Lord God. Teach them how to listen to you, Lord God. Teach them how to see you, Lord God, and teach them how to speak your words, Lord God. Keep them face down in the word, Lord God. Break your word down to them that they may be able to understand it and to receive it and to follow it. God, in the name of Jesus, be their leading, their guide. Come into them and take over them like never before. In the name of Jesus. Once again, I appreciate you, Brother Tim. Thank you so much. I appreciate all you listeners. In the name of Jesus. Fathers, I hope that tomorrow will be a new beginning with you and your families. We started with worship and we're going to end with worship. I'm going to play This Too Shall Pass, because I want all of you to know that whatever you're dealing with, it shall pass. God is with you, and what you can't handle, he can. Also, tune in tomorrow, the same time. God has blessed me with a word. It's entitled, He Ignored You on Purpose. Sometimes God will ignore you on purpose for a purpose. And that's all I'm going to tell you. You have to tune in for the rest. God bless you. I love you.
Heart and yours are one.
Good night.